Welcome to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, located at 301 Park Ave. The Waldorf Astoria is a 47-story, 625-foot Art Deco landmark and was the tallest hotel in the world from 1931 until 1963. However, this location is not where the story of the Waldorf Astoria begins. The original Waldorf Astoria was located on Astor Family Properties on the block between 33rd and 34th Streets on Fifth Avenue. It started as two separate hotels and came to be because of a family feud. The original Waldorf Hotel was built by William Waldorf Astor in 1893 on the site where his mansion had stood. 4 years later, John Jacob Astor V built an even taller hotel next door, the Astoria Hotel. The cousins finally called a truce, and the two hotels were connected through a 300-foot marble corridor. The corridor became known as Peacock Alley because of all the people who strutted between the two fashionable buildings. The two hotels became one, and the Waldorf Astoria became the largest hotel at the time. Waldorf was the name of the town in Germany where the Astor family was originally from. The hotel quickly came to represent luxury. The maitre d' hotel became a celebrity with the publishing of The Cookbook by Oscar of the Waldorf in 1896, which included the recipes for some of his most popular creations, Waldorf salad, eggs benedict, and Thousand Island dressing, which all remain popular to this day. The old Waldorf Astoria was home to many historic events. Discussions on the planning for the Panama Canal, the initial inquiry into the sinking of the Titanic by the United States Senate. On November 15, 1926, the first program of the National Broadcasting Company was broadcast from the Grand Ballroom. But the original hotel began to lose its luster as new hotels popped up around New York and the society crowd was moving farther uptown. The Astor family sold the hotel to developers for the Empire State Building, and the hotel was closed and demolished in May of 1929. Moving back uptown to where we are now, the current Waldorf Astoria sits on land that was formerly owned by New York Central Railroad. Construction was able to continue despite the Great Depression, in part because New York Central had promised $10 million towards the building of the new Waldorf Astoria. The new building opened on Park Avenue on October 1, 1931, as the largest and tallest hotel in the world. The Waldorf Astoria was designed in Art Deco style by architect Lloyd Morgan, who worked for the firm of Schultz & Weaver. The firm is also known for designing many famous buildings and hotels, including the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach, the Pierre and the Biltmore Hotels in Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Coral Gables. The 47-story hotel used 1,585 cubic feet of black marble that was imported from Belgium, 600 cubic feet of breached Montalto, and 260 cubic feet of Alps green from Italy, 800,000 cubic feet of limestone for the building's facing, and 2.5 million square feet of terracotta and gypsum block. Some 300 antique mantles were brought in to furnish it. The towers are brick-faced, which led many to believe that the builders ran out of money. The slender central tower became known as the Waldorf Towers and has a private entrance on 50th Street. Travel America stated, "To linger in the sumptuous salons of the Waldorf Astoria is to step back in time. Your trip down memory lane is a flashback to the glamour days of the 1930s when this Art Deco masterpiece was the tallest hotel in the world and the epicenter of elite society, a legendary limestone landmark occupying a whole block of prime real estate in Midtown Manhattan. It's still a prestigious address that embodies luxury and power in the richest city on earth," end quote. Upon opening in 1931, the Waldorf Astoria set a list of global precedents, the first hotel to have electricity on every floor, the first to have ensuite baths, and the first to offer 24-hour room service. It's a legendary service set the standard for American hospitality. Hotelier Conrad Hilton acquired the management rights in 1949, and later Hilton Hotels Corporations purchased the hotel in 1972. This luxury hotel had everything. It even had its own railroad platform, Track 61, which allowed its rich and famous guests to have their private train cars routed to bring them directly under the hotel, where they could just get on an elevator to take them to their suites or the lobby. FDR often used this during his presidency as a way of hiding his physical disability from the public. The list of famous guests and residents is almost never ending. Over the years, many foreign dignitaries, royals, presidents, and celebrities have considered the Waldorf Astoria a must-stay. Some of these notable royal guests include Prince Rainier III and Princess Grace of Monaco, Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, Crown Prince Akihito and Princess Machiko of Japan, King Frederick IX and Queen Ingrid of Denmark, Princess Astrid of Norway, Crown Prince Olav, and Crown Prince Martha of Norway. Cole Porter moved into Suite 33A of Waldorf Towers in 1934 and lived there for the rest of his life. The hotel gifted him a Steinway piano that he nicknamed High Society, and on which he composed iconic songs such as Anything Goes. His suite is now named after him. Other notable guests include Cary Grant, Marilyn Monroe, Elizabeth Taylor, Ella Fitzgerald, Bugsy Siegel, Ava Gardner, John Wayne, Tony Bennett, Katharine Hepburn, Muhammad Ali, Judy Garland, General MacArthur, Winston Churchill, and the Dalai Lama. The list goes on and on. Frank Sinatra paid almost $1 million a year to maintain his suite from 1979 to 1988. Kathy and Rick Hilton and their children, Paris, Nikki, Conrad, and Baron, lived in the Waldorf Towers in the 1980s and 1990s. The Waldorf Astoria, legendary and historic events like the engagement party of Prince Rainier III of Monaco and Grace Kelly, JFK's birthday gala, the April in Paris ball, and a special dress by Queen Elizabeth II. Every U.S. president from Herbert Hoover to Barack Obama has stayed at the Waldorf. The presidential suite was even designed with Georgian-style furniture to resemble the White House. Many TV shows and movies have been filmed at the Waldorf Astoria, including Coming to America, Scent of a Woman, Analyze This, The Royal Tenenbaums, Made in Manhattan, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Sex and the City, Law and Order, and Will and Grace. The Waldorf Astoria underwent a $150 million renovation in the late 1980s and early 90s. The renovation was done by Lee Jablin, who is known for his designs that incorporate historic preservation, building reimagination, and best sustainability methods. And other notable projects of Jablin's include the New York Palace, the Harvard Club of New York City, 3 Lincoln Center, Le Cirque, and the Soho House. The Waldorf Astoria in New York was purchased in 2014 for a record-breaking $1.95 billion, making it the most expensive hotel ever sold. The hotel closed its doors to begin renovations on March 1, 2017, 1 week after the hotel closed. The New York City Landmarks Preservation Commission voted unanimously to list the hotel's famous public spaces as landmarks so they couldn't be altered. A massive restoration has been undertaken to restore the Waldorf Astoria. The firm of Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill is working with designers and preservationists to respect the original design intent while bringing it to a new age. Preservationists have taken great care in restoring many of the hotel's artifacts, including the 1893 World's Fair clock, Spirit of Achievement statue, and Cole Porter's piano. They have even gotten forensic researchers to take samples from landmarked public spaces and examined them under microscopes to uncover and match the original colors. While the public spaces are being restored, the new owners are making changes in other parts of the building. Hotel rooms on the upper floors are being converted into 375 condos, while rooms on the lower floors will be retained as 375 hotel rooms. It was expected to reopen in 2020, but is now rescheduled to reopen in 2022 or 2023.